Good morning. Today we are going to hark back to a critical open question that we left a number of days ago. We said that there is indeed an important machlokes, whether Dina de Mahusa Din applies in the modern day state of Israel, in particular as it comes to the payment of taxes. On the one hand, we saw the view of Rav Avadia Yosef and also Rav Eliashiv, that Dina de Mahusa Dina does apply when it comes to payment of taxes and customs and duties. On the other hand, we brought the view of the Chazon Ish that Dina de Mahusa Dina does not apply. And in fact, Rav Nissen Karelitz, who passed away recently, and Rav Moshe Sternbach follow that view that Dina de Mahusa Dina does not apply to the current modern state of Israel. But on that latter view, we brought two important questions. Number one, for people who participate in the elections, in particular if they elect for the Knesset, those are the national elections in Israel, or if they participate in the elections for the Iriyah, that's the municipalities, the cities, for example, they are effectively buying into the system. They are acknowledging the system, they are buying into the system, and included in that is also payment of taxes. So that is issue number one. Is even if you want to say that Dina de Mahusa Dina does not apply, but if you're voting, you're acknowledging the system and you should have to pay. But indeed, there are those that respond to that, that the reason that they are participating in the elections is not an acknowledgement of the system, but they are forced to do so because if they don't participate, the situation will be even worse if they don't have representatives who are pushing for their proper agendas, then indeed it will be worse for them. So they have no choice but to participate in the elections and to vote in their members of Knesset, or if it's on the municipal level, the members of their parties who indeed will push for their priorities. So we have a response to that question. It could very well be that even if people are electing, it's not an acknowledgement of the system. But we had a second issue. And the second issue we left as an open question, if people are of the view that Dina de Mahusa Dina does not apply in the modern state of Israel, and they don't have to pay taxes, but if they are benefiting, and they are benefiting, everyone is benefiting from who lives in a country, if you benefit from the services, the social services, then you are stealing from others. You're not paying in and you're benefiting. Anyone who walks on the streets is benefiting from tax money. Anyone who uses the lights at night, anyone who uses the municipal services, who use the healthcare systems, who are protected by the police, who are protected by the army, they are having benefits. There are various goods, services that are foods that are subsidized by the government. Those are all benefits that people would be receiving and not paying for. And if they're not paying for it effectively, they are stealing from other people who are paying their taxes. So what are we going to do with that claim? So in fact, the Darkei Mishpat, who was a student of Rav Nissen Karelitz, he says as follows, that when it comes to paying Arnona, which is the real estate taxes, and also Mas Bituach Leumi, those are the taxes that are paid to the Bituach Leumi, so social services system, indeed, you have to pay for those because you are receiving benefits. If you don't pay and you receive benefits, then you're stealing. So you have to pay, and you cannot avoid paying. But he does say something fascinating. He says, but how about if you are having to pay more than you're benefiting? So it says, he says, in that situation, in fact, you maybe only have to pay for the benefits you receive, not that if there's an excess amount over that you would have to pay. So on the other hand, he does say, despite that claim that maybe you would be able to argue you only have to pay for benefits received, not for the full rate price, but lemaisa, you cannot avoid paying even that delta, even that excess amount. So he explains in the footnote in the Darkei Mishpat as follows, that when it comes to somebody who is getting specific benefits from society, and when you pay Arnona, when you pay the real estate taxes, and when you say pay for Bituach Leumi, you're getting services, specific services in response to paying in those taxes. So if you're not paying in and you're getting those services, who goes al ksafim hamyudin letzibur, you are stealing monies that are benefiting the society, benefiting everyone else, and everyone else is paying and you're not paying, Devadai asur afu benidat Yisrael kayom. It's prohibited, certainly, even in the state of Israel, certainly out of Israel, but even in Israel, it's problematic. That's the psak of Rav Nissim Karelis. And to that claim that maybe I only have to pay for the amounts that I benefit, not the excess amount that they're charging, he says as follows: nonetheless, the maisa, we have to pay the full rate that we are being charged. Why? Because number one, he says, we don't know the value of what we're seeing. We have no way to value it. So if we can't value to make the claim, we're only receiving less than they're charging. We can't value that. We have to pay the full amount. And in addition, if we would let people pay less than required, if halachically we would allow people to pay less than required, we know that there's that slippery slope and people would indeed pay less than they are benefiting. So accordingly, we see from this Darkei Mishpat that he is telling us that when you are receiving benefits from this government, you have to make sure to pay for those benefits. And if you're not paying for those benefits, and people are benefiting from using the highways and the streets and the electricity at night and all these other benefits, they have to be paid fair or else somebody is stealing from the government. Now, the Tshuvas Vanagas Rav Moshe Sternbach, he says effectively the same thing, and his language is very important. Dahainu dahayom. Nowadays, hamem shalom mishtamshim b'hakesef shalom misim. When the government receives tax money, they use it for the benefit, l'toeles ula'anasa toshavim. They're using for the benefit of the people who are living in the country. It is not going to the coffer of the king. There's no king here that is buying lots of horses and buying personal artworks for his palace. That's not the concept here. When the government collects the tax monies, it's using it for the social welfare. It's using it for the benefit of a society. And accordingly, says Moshe Sternbach, v'lachein hayom im nehenem ha'sherutim shamam shalon osenes, if you are benefiting from the services that the government supplies, v'lo mishalem avuram, and you don't pay for them, hu gazlan, you are a thief. And he continues, and again, this is an important point. This is in the Shita. There's no Dina de Machusa Dina, but still you have to pay for the benefits that you receive. Continuing in the Shuvas Vanagas, V'im ki yesh letzaded, yesh gam dvarim shemavaz v'zim aleim kesef, and even if you want to make a claim, and it could be accurate, and it's likely accurate that the government wastes money. They receive money and they spend it on things that they shouldn't spend it on. So why should I pay my taxes if they're going to just waste the money? Says Rav Sternbach, very interesting. This is what is done in every company and every country. You give them money. Some of the money goes for good purposes and some of it goes for not good purposes. Accordingly, if somebody is not paying despite the fact that he is benefiting, this is a gzela, this is stealing, it is prohibited, whether from a Jewish government or a non-Jewish government. And in particular, when you have other people who are paying taxes, among them Jews who are paying taxes, and you are benefiting and not paying into them, you are stealing from them. So the bottom line here is, even in the Shita that says that there's no Dina de Machusa Dina in the country of Israel, still, nonetheless, somebody who is benefiting, and that's everyone, needs to pay the taxes, and in the absence of paying taxes, that person is a thief, is a gazlan, is stealing from the country, stealing from the government, and in particular, stealing from the other people who are indeed paying the taxes. Have a wonderful day.